Okay, we are continuing our shu'urim on the history of Kabbalah. And the part is, we're using a sefer called, again, Kitvuni Dorot. We're on page Vav, written by Rav Yaakov Hillel, but basically it was melakit from various Sfarim. And he says as follows, Kuntchasi HaChaveirim. Now we know that not only Rav Chaim Vital wrote, we know also the other Talmidim of Rav Chaim Vital wrote. And he writes as well, the Sefer Shifrei Ari, he quotes it a lot because it's very, it's a Sefer which is very renowned and very musmach, that we hold of it a lot. Again, it was written by Rav Shlomo, and he was the Chatan, the son-in-law of Rav Tzruk. Now, Rav Tzruk was the son-in-law, if I'm not mistaken, of Rav Chaim Vital. And besides that, Rav Tzruk as well was a Talmid himself of the Arizal personally. So just to show you that this Shifrei Ari was mamash right there in the picture with the Goraim. Yeshna, he writes as follows over there. Yeshna lashon mishtameh letchei anpin odot kitvei tamidim im nasu b'askamat Ari olom. Vze lashono. Lachen atzati hi shekol echad mikem yichtov ma sheshama mimeni. V'yir lachem lizikaron v'lodorot habaim achareihem. V'omnam lo nitan rishud lechtov zulat lemacho zal. Shehu yodeya liyered lesov dati ki hu nitzutz minishmad Rabbi Akiva. Im kol ze haya kol echad mehem kotev ma shehu shomea min harav. So it says Rav Shlomo in Shifrei Ari, that we have a saying that was quoted from the Arizal that you can really take into two different ways. You can understand this in two different ways. In one way, he's writing that everybody has the right, all the Talmidim have the right to write, and they should keep it, and it should be a something for them to remember. On the other hand, nobody has the right to write except for the Malchol. So it seems to be a contradiction, a minuube in this saying of the Arizal. What does it mean by this? So says Rav Yaakov, Hine, Hare, Shemitchila Ya'etz L'Tamidim Shir Tov Zikron L'Dorot Bayim. He said, you know what? Everybody is allowed to write and remember. Shuv Katav, then he writes, Shelo Nitan L'Rishul Aktiva Rak L'Malchol. Then he writes, only the Malchol. Well, which one is it? Advarim Satchin Ninhu. It's a contradiction there, Arizal himself. Va'ayin Od Sham, שהביא מעשה שהיה עם הרב משה יונה זל, תלמיד ארי, שגער בו הרב, רב מזה אריזה, על שהיה כותב הדרושים ששמע מפיו נגד רצון העזרתו. אכן כרך כתביו ידוע לנו כהיום כספר כנפי יונה. And the Arizal was very upset. He yelled at him. He yelled at his Talmid called Moshe Yona. And he said to him, why are you writing? I told you only Rav Chaim Vital is right. He's allowed to write. Achim. But nevertheless, the Rav Yonah kept his writings to himself. And now we have today, we have a sefer called Kanfei Yonah. Kanfei Yonah is from the Talmud of the Arizal. V'ad agered Rash Rav Shlomo Shlumal, which is again Rav Shlomo from Shifrei Ari, Shehvi Kenizkeleel, Vehergish Sham Rav ומדיר מהרב of Dayan, זצל, בהגעתו ללשם. את סתירת שדברים. And this is pointing at others by the סתירה in the Arizal himself. וכתב ליישב, and he writes over there to write, שמה שכתב מתחילה שיכתבו, what did he mean the Arizal? You know, write for yourselves and keep it as a זיכרון for yourself. And what he meant was, ראשי פרקים. What he meant to say, that Arizal meant to say, you can write it, but only in short form. Lo la'alotam al sefer be'er hetev limod bo kol adam. Not to write as a proper book, as a sefer to teach everybody. Ki lezeh lo natan rishut ki'im l'macho dafka. Because that, to write an extensive sefer where he's going to be teaching the rest of the generations, that only Rav Chaim Vital. That's how he answers up the stira. And he says, Rav Yaakov, ולדבר קשה קצת. I don't understand. ולדורות הבאים אחריכם, ואפשר, שבתחילה התיר להם לרשום, ושוב חזר בו מתיר זה, כאשר ראה שלא יורדו לסוף דעתו, אומר ערבים מבלבילים דיבה קבלתו מינם ובם, ובשל זולתו. וכאשר נכתוב בסמוך מן השם, ויש גרסה של כתב יד, אמנם לא ניתן רשות לכתוב מן השמיים זולת מאחור. ולפי זה את תשפר. וגם במשך שיש לתקן גרסה כך, לכן הצעתי היא שכל אחד מכם יכתוב מה שישמע ממני, ויהיה לזיכרון, לכם לזיכרון. אמנם לדורות הבאים אחריכם לא ניתן רשות לכתוב זולת מאחור, וזה עדיף תווי. So he prefers to say that what the Ariza meant was that write it for yourself. Go ahead, write it for yourself, and let it be for yourselves a zikaron, for you just to remember, but don't go and teach it. Rather, Rav Chaim Vital is going to be the one, the main teacher to teach. וזה לא של רב חיים ויטל שהביא הרב יעקב צמח זצר בהקדמתו לספר עדות ביעקב ולספר רנו ליעקב. Now, Rav Yaakov Tzemach was a Talmid of both the Rav Shmuel Vital and also of Rav Chaim Vital himself. And Rav Tzemach did an amazing job of going through the old Ksavim of Rav Chaim Vital and putting them into Svarim and so on and so forth, as we spoke about last time. And there he writes, and Rav Yaakov himself also published his own Svarim called Edut B'Yaakov and Ranul Yaakov. And he writes over there, Da, you should know. כי כיצד מחברינו כתבו להם ספרים מה ששמעו ממורי זצר. And he's quoting, he's paraphrasing, well, he's quoting Rav Chaim Vital, what he heard from Chaim Vital. They should know that you'll find other students that also wrote from the Ari. מזולתו עד שמו, וכולם כתבו הדברים בתוספת וגרעון כפי הדעת, הדעות והבחינות שלהם. They're not worthy to be trusted. Why? Because they added in their own havana. Right? You hear something and you translate it and you make sense of it according to who you are, what you've heard, what you've learned, your background, and so on and so forth. So you're adding things to the pirush. So says Chaim Vital, that is not authentic then. ולכן הספשטות כמה מיני כתבים כפי בחינת הכתובים וידיעתם. ובניעתם במה שכתבו והניחו במקום וכמה קושיות, ולכן אין לסמוך על אותם ספרים. You shouldn't be סומך of them whatsoever. צריך להחיק מהם and go away from these writing, because it comes out that a lot of mistakes come out, a lot of misunderstandings, so on, so on. So he told his student Rav Yaakov Tzemach, get this message out, do not touch any of the writings of the Arizal, because of the Talmidim, because they're not authentic, and they have a whole mixture of other teachings which are not coming directly from the Arizal. Hari melashon ze anu lomdin kama pigamim v'chischonot b'kitvei Talmidim. So we learn from here there's a lot of wrong things about the writings of the rest of the Talmidim. First of all, she'irvu kabbalat Ari b'kabbalat mikubalim acherim. Ari wasn't the only mikubal on the scene. Understand, we're talking about an early age, and there were kiddushim elyonim, talmid chachamim, a lot of new Kabbalah on different levels. Nobody can come to the level Ari, but nevertheless there are mikubalim there that got from other rishonim and so on and so forth. One of the ta'anot was is that they're mixing up the Kabbalot, they're mixing up this mikubal's Kabbalah with the Ari's Kabbalah, and you're coming out not here, not there. And you're all calling that b'shem Ari, which is wrong. That's 100% wrong. The second Tana that Rav Chaim Vital had, the Kotvut Sefet Giron Kefi Avanatam, they're mixing up their own interpretations. Thirdly, writes Kefi Avchinat Shelahem Nirli Anizdat Shish Lavin Meze Ki Lo Nidgalei Lahem Kol Hekev Torat Chabam Eligel Lahem Tikunim Laavirot Laavirot. כוונת ייחודים כפי בחינת שורש נשמתם דווקא. מה שאין כמלאכו גילה כל כללו תורתו בהיקפה מלאה. The third chisaron was is that only Rav Chaim Vital understood and received from the Ari the entire picture. Again, all relative. מה שאין, the other Talmidim only received as far as the שורש נשמה could absorb, and therefore they didn't receive the whole picture. That's the third Talmud. Fourth thing is, כיוון שהבנתם לא הייתה שלמה, לא יודע לסוף דעת הרב, דברים מוקשים וחסרי בהירות, וכן השיג רב חיים ויטל זל שם דעי נסמוך עליו. Since they had all this reason, this would culminate in something wrong, understanding completely wrong understanding of the Rizal, and therefore he said, תרחיק מהם, go away from them. הנה מיד לאחר פתחת רבו, and therefore what happened? The story continues. As soon as the Rav Chaim Vital was nifta, lakach machol zal midei chavrim et kol rishimutehem vekundchisehem. Very wise of Rav Chaim Vital. What did he do? He collected all the writings of the chavrim. He says, "I'd like to have a look at them and see what you've written." And the truth of the matter is, as far as I remember, he never returned them back to them. He looked at them, ubadak ubachan otam leor havanato hu, and he chose and he looked thoroughly through them, leor kabbalato, through the eyes of his Kabbalah that he received directly from the Arizal with his true understanding of the teachings of Arizal. Ma shiraa b'em chidush betosefet dvarim shelo shama mipi rabo asaf el sifro. So what did he do? On the contrary, He took the best of the best of all the writings that there was, and he added it to his writings. For example, he couldn't be, it's impossible to be there 24 hours a day listening to the Arizal. So when times he had to go away, his wife had a baby or whatever, he had a brit milah or something needed his attention, he had to go to the bathroom, whatever the case was, in those few seconds that he was missing the teachings of Arizal, other Tamid were there, and therefore he was able now to get the complete total picture through the added additions of the best of the best of the writings of the rest of the Tamid. In Vasaf Sifro, im Hesmicha aleihem dato shehem yoshar divrei emet. And he added, he says, you know, by the way, what you can see in the Etz Chaim, he adds in, he says, this is not coming from me, it's coming zulato, except besides me, from a Talmid. Doesn't usually quote their name though. And he says, I give my eskama, this is true and authentic. Aval lo irav divreihem kabbalatam in kabbalato. But he did not mix up everything together. El sidram nosim, v'asa otam chelik b'fnei atzmo v'sof kol shah v'shah b'sifro etz chayim. V'ayim lifaneinu eidut lekach b'igrot Rav Shlomo Shalumel. And there you see in Shifra Arizal that he discusses this as well. The Rav Chaim Vital took all the writings and put them together. Again, but he didn't mix it all together, he's stressing here, but rather he put it at the end of each and every subject. V'chein katav Rav Chaim Vital Zal himself, at the end of the Gdamato of Shah Gdamot. Shah Gdamot is, again, is one of the Arizal's writings, Sefer Bifnei Atzmo, Shah Gdamot. And there he writes over there, at the end of the Gdama, Gam Tzadich Tidas Ed Rav Chaim Vital. כי בסוף כל שעה ושעה כתבתי כמה דרושים, קבלתי, שמעתי מפי קצת תלמידי מורי. So Rav Chaim Vital is not denying what they heard was complete sheker and they completely missed the boat. But rather, he was very, very choosy. And when he chose those pieces with authentic, he would mention that I received this not for myself, I received it from the Tamidim of the Arim. ששמעו מפיו איזה זמן שאני לא הייתי יושב שם. And they heard things whilst I wasn't there. ראיתי לכותבם, so I saw to write them here in this book called the Etz Chaim, ככל סוף שער שער, at all the end of the subjects, כפי עניינו. עד כאן לשון. עולם. עדיין לא ניכר דעתו של הרב חיים איתן בכתבים אלו של החברים כדי לסמוך עליהם סמיכת חכמים בכל כוחו, הגם שחללה מהסבם בתוך צבחון הנעל, ואלו את קונטחסי החברים כשלעצמן אסר הלימוד בהם בכל תוקף, וכשהיה כתוב להקדמו לשעה הקדמות זה לא שם. So even though he put them in the Etz Chaim, this is very interesting, even though he put them in the Etz Chaim, and he said, this is authentic, and I'm putting over here to show you that they're authentic. Nevertheless, he writes to them the Akdama as follows. Vida, you should know, says Chaim Vital. Ki min hayom asher mori zal hachel legalot zot chokhmah. As soon as, at the beginning, when the Arizal started to reveal this great Chokhmah to us, I never left his side. וכל אשר תמצא כתוב באיזה קונטרסים על שמו זל יהיה מנגד מה שכתבתי בספר הזה טעות גמור. Anything you'd see and anybody who's writing which is against what I'm writing, you have to know it's a complete mistake. כי לא הבינו דבר, because they did not understand them. I understood them. And he's not a Balgaiva. He just understands that he was head and shoulders above all the other Tamidim, and the Arizal knew that, and all the Tamidim knew that as well. He's stating a fact here. ואם יש בהם איזה תוספת שאינו חולק עם ספרנו זה, אל תשאיר ליבך בקווה אליו, כי שום אחד מהשומעים את דברי קודשו לא ירד לעומק דבריו וכוונתו ולא הבנו בלי שום ספק. Now, even you're going to say, now, this particular piece I heard from another, I read from another Talmid, is not contradicting the Rav Chaim Vital. And therefore, it would make sense that I would be able to learn from it. Says Rav Chaim Vital, you have to understand one thing. They did not have my dad. They did not have the consciousness and the depth of understanding in the lessons of the Arizal to understand it properly. So do not take it to the full depth of for the full truth. You know what? I'm going to read. You can say to yourself, I'm going to read, and whatever is good, I'm going to take whatever is bad, and I'm going to leave off. Al bintecha al tishan. El binitcha al tishan. Don't. It's impossible. Don't rely on your understanding. Kedvarim elu ena misurim el lev adam kifi shekol enoshi. Don't just—they're not just made to pick and choose. And the svara, and you might think this is very appealing. It sounds very good. Makes a lot of sense. Sakana tzuma. It's a great, tremendous danger. Says Rav Chaim Vital. And you could actually be kotzes nitiyo, which is very, very dangerous and very vechamur. Meaning, you might take this to the extreme and serve of the zara as if to say. You imagine how far he's taking this. Wow. ולכן הרזכתיך ואל תסתכל בשום כתרסים הנכתבים בשם מוריזה. And therefore I'm telling you, be very, very, very careful at looking anything besides my writing in the name of Ari. זולתי במה שכתבנו לא בכסבת, besides what I wrote. די לך בהערה הזו, and that's it, I'm going to leave you with this with this warning, and I will not repeat it. And all bezeh lifanenu. See that it's absolutely enormous how careful Rav Chaim Vital in order to spread the tradition of the Kabbalah in an authentic way. Yeah. Okay. So I think we'll stop it here for now. I will continue next time we meet.
Thanks, Rabbi.